yesterday afternoon, high-profile fighter Conor McGregor returned to the octagon for UFC 229 in what was to be an exciting showdown against Khabib Nurmagomedov. But what ended up making headlines was what followed the bout, with violence breaking out in the crowd. I'm joined now by our sports correspondent, Jacob Leake, to speak about this and other sporting news. Good morning, Leakey.
Yeah, g'day, Tommy, mate. You've done well there with his name, because I can't pronounce it. So, there's a lot of different stuff going on there.
So how was the bout, do you feel, for UFC fans?
I think all these people were shocked at the fact that the old mate jumped into the crowd and started boxing on with McGregor's support stuff, and then his team jumped in and started boxing on with McGregor. It was just weird. Everyone was, there are so many photos and videos and stuff on social media and online, just because, these days everyone's got a phone and everyone's filming it. So, unreal scenes. I can't remember anything like this happening before. So, I'm not too sure. It just clearly had more energy and just wanted to box on with everyone. So,
So, is it clear what actually sparked this violence post about?
I'm not too sure. I read through a bit of stuff yesterday, and I think he just, he's just fired up, and there was a bit of stuff happened pre-fight. Conor McGregor likes to wind people up, which I don't know why fighters do this. They get in people's faces before the fight. We want to just be calm and collected and not want to piss people off, You're about to box on with someone. Why would you want to piss them off even more? Yeah, I'm not too sure, because Nurmagomedov, I think he was having a crack shot at McGregor's jiu-jitsu coach. So I'm not too sure if there's history there with those guys. But, I don't know. And, I don't know. It's just weird. It's just really, really weird. Dana White, who's the president of the UFC, didn't even give him the belt in the octagon. He was just like, "Nah, it's all gonna go down." And it definitely would have been interesting being in the crowd. I don't really have a spare 10 grand for a ticket, unfortunately, Tommy.
No, that's understandable. We'll just have to watch from the safety of the TVs. And
is
there likely to be any consequences for other fighters? Was there any remarks on that?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. There's not much that's come out at this stage. Well, it's just, I don't know. It'd just be, it's going to be interesting to see. Nurmagomedov is quite a good fighter. His professional record is 27-0. I don't know. Geez. Definitely have to look into it. Being American time over there, I think more stuff will probably come out a bit later today. But it was unreal. It was just, I don't know what, man, what goes through their head? I think they've just been smacking their head too many times and they're just like, I'm just going to keep boxing on. So, good luck to him.
Sports correspondent Jacob Leake is with us. Now, Leakey, women's T20 in New Zealand has wrapped up with the Aussies claiming a clean sweep of victories in the series. So what were their strengths?
Pretty much cricket in general were the Aussies' strengths. They batted well, they bowled well, and they fielded really well as well, which is, drop catches, lose matches, but Aussies seem to cling on to theirs quite well. So, it was just an all-round performance by the Aussies, and they just smashed it. The standout, I guess you could say, would be Alyssa Healy. She was really well with the bat, and she did really well with the gloves. She's the niece of former Test cricketer Ian Healy. It was really well, and Rachel Haynes actually held on to a really, really great catch. It was just, I think if you jump onto social media or onto just Google and just look up Rachel Haynes catch. Yeah, it's unreal. It's actually quite specky. It's really well done.
So after a nice lap of victory, what's next for the team?
I think they're going into a test match series. I'm pretty sure they're playing a couple of games this year in Adelaide as well at Karen Rolton Field, which is just across the road from the new hospital in Adelaide there. Played footy on that oval. It's pretty good oval. So, yeah, if you're into cricket and you're into women's cricket, definitely head down and have a look at that, because, yeah, they're playing some really, really, really great cricket at the moment. Putting the spotlight on girls' cricket and rather than the blokes, which is always handy.
Yeah, they need a bit of less spotlight on them at the moment, I think.
Yep.
Finally, you've been looking into a world championship happening up on the Gold Coast that many may not have heard about. Leakey, what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's parachuting, Tommy. Just people jumping out of planes and 45 seconds to perform some stunts. This is unreal. Not something for the faint-hearted. I definitely won't be jumping out of a plane anytime soon. I like my feet firmly on the ground. It's unreal. Like these men and women just jumping out of planes, doing their thing. It's like a bit like freestyle where they just jump out of a plane and do some tricks in the air. I'm not too sure how they. I don't know how they can. What's the word I'm after? How they score this, because unless there's people with a camera jumping down with them, or the judges actually jump out of the plane themselves. It's quite unreal. It's definitely one of the most dangerous sports in the world. You won't see me doing it anytime soon. if you like that kind of thing, maybe it's something to look into. But yeah, it's all happening on the Gold Coast. So there's like 600 skydivers. So, yeah, that's a lot of frequent flyer miles trying to get up there and jumping out of a plane. So, but yeah, there's 10 titles in the sky, and it's above Runaway Bay is where they did it, the Gold Coast. So if you're over that part of the world and looking into the skies, yeah, don't freak out if you see 600 people jumping out of a plane and and then freaking out because, oh, gee, what's happening? But, yeah, it's a world championship skydiving there. So, yeah, so they do it in pairs. And then the judges mark the pairs on execution of their moves and the quality of the camera work. So there you go. That's how they judge it. It's all going on. Have a look online. It's just bird up in the sky doing the splits and all this. It kind of looks like she's just doing a star jump in the air. I don't know why you'd want to do a star jump out of a plane. It's a bit bizarre, but anyway.
Sounds pretty spectacular.
Safer.
Regardless, Leakey, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, no dramas.
Sports correspondent Jacob Leake there, sharing all the latest news from the sporting world.